Section 4. You will hear a talk on a survey on improving the local hospital service. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning. Today, I'd like to discuss the results of our patient survey. We have reviewed the data collected in order to measure the strengths and weaknesses of our hospital and to determine potential future plans for improvement. The first question on the survey attempted to determine the main reason that patients choose to come to our hospital for treatment rather than others in the vicinity. The data showed that even though our hospital is not as centrally located as others, we offer a very good transportation service that enables patients to travel here by bus or train free of charge. Despite there being other hospitals that are larger, with more facilities than ours, we still have higher patient numbers. The second question on the survey asked what quality patients hoped for most when visiting the hospital. There were 5 choice options, including short waiting times and friendly service from nurses. However, the data collected showed that most patients hoped that the hospital is clean when they visit it. It seemed that patients were not concerned with the clarity of signs and notices in the hospital, as this option got the smallest number of votes. They were, however, very keen to be given prior information by the staff about hospital treatments. Using the data collected from our survey, we have developed a list of actions that will be adopted within the next year. A main focus of these improvements is our website, which is currently very outdated. We will not only update our in-hospital service for the use of the medical staff, but also our main service so that local residents can also benefit from it. We hope that this new service will attract a large number of new patients. It is clear from the feedback that many members of staff are unhelpful towards patients and inefficient when carrying out their tasks. We feel that some incentive is needed to boost motivation to perform better, and so we are implementing a system whereby staff will be awarded an extra bonus for their success. The member of staff who has received the most bonuses at the end of the year will be announced as Staff Member of the Year. We will continue to monitor progress on this issue through patient feedback forms so that the opinions of our visitors will constantly be taken into consideration. Another issue that the survey has brought to light is the long delays experienced by visitors awaiting treatment, with some visitors reporting waiting times of up to 5 hours. This is unacceptable. We need to improve the effectiveness of communication between patients, doctors, and staff, so we have decided to implement a ticketing system. This means that patients are seen on a first-come, first-served basis and will never have to wait more than 2 hours to be seen by a doctor. The final topic that I want to cover in the lecture is the recommendations that we have put forward for future improvements to the hospital. Firstly, we intend to be the first hospital in the country to build a new unit for those suffering from sleep disturbance, which is a relatively common illness affecting up to 6% of the population. Whilst we are a hospital primarily treating patients with illnesses and injuries, we cannot ignore the significant income that those in need of plastic surgery could bring to the hospital. We will, therefore, also be proposing a new ward to give patients access to this increasingly popular treatment. After much discussion about the quality and suitability of our equipment, we have decided that it is advanced enough to cope with the treatments that we offer, and that our spending should be directed to other areas where it will have a more significant impact. We feel that more effective planning is needed to improve the efficiency of the forms of communication that patients have with us. Therefore, patients who have received treatment will receive an email link to a survey that they can fill out online. This will eradicate meaningless paperwork and will also enable us to digitally monitor the data collected. Now, if anyone has any questions?
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.